Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is today? Today is Thursday. That's right. Thursday, September the 6th, is it? Yeah, September the 6th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. And I do not want to waste your time. Spend my time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and amplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Kind of want to continue, if you will, talking about what we mentioned yesterday. And what we talked about, actually, yesterday, when we were revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the metaphysics of effort and struggle. Before that, we talked about the metaphysics of giving and receiving. So today we want to talk about the metaphysics of influence and affluence. So a lot of people have affluence, a lot of people have influence, but many of us don't understand the difference between the two and why they are so important when it comes to wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. So today I want to talk about standing wealth, but understanding it from a biblical or a kingdom perspective, which is what I am going to be discussing more in 2019. So as we move towards the new year, I'm going to bring back an old name or an old organization that I had about 10 years ago called Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, or KMTC. So you're going to start hearing more about that as I move into 2019, as I talk about establishing the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center that focuses on the King, Yahushua the HaMashiach, a.k.a. Jesus the Christ, and his kingdom, which is consisting of the person, the place, and the position. The person is the King, the place is the kingdom, and the position is right standing inside of the kingdom. And so the king wants to establish his kingdom on this earth. And so I'm looking for people to help join me or to join with me as I establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. That is the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And again, we'll be talking about that more as we move towards 2019 and establishing or moving on from the life management system. That's going to still be in place. But now the members in the life management system can graduate, if you will, over to the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the kingdom of influence and affluence. Now, when I went to California, what I saw, I cannot unsee. Once the brain has been expanded, it cannot shrink back. Once you've been in the presence of the king, you're not interested in hanging out with peasants. And it's not that hanging out with peasants are bad. It's just you understand the difference between a peasant and a priest. And once you understand that you are a priest, you start to establish yourself as a priest. That simply means that you want to understand that you want to find your current habit pattern. You want to replace the current habit pattern with a new life-sustaining pattern. And then you want to understand the ingredients of success. You want to establish a new self-identity. You want to make sure that you are the vibrational equivalent of the Father. That just simply means that you want to oscillate and that you want to vibrate with a mindset or a mental disposition that is the equivalent, as it talks about in Philippians 2:5. That makes you a vibrational match so that way you can establish health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. That's what I'm going to be teaching in the Kingdom Millionaires Training System, because that's the next level of understanding from the life management system, which is what I was exposed to when I went to California, and that was living in an environment of unlimited possibilities. And that environment states or have a mental disposition that says everything is possible. Right now, there are limits on what's possible for many of us. So many of us don't know what it's like to live in an environment where money isn't an object. Now, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to be exposed to that type of environment or to know somebody that's in that environment or to be placed in that environment yourself. It is my prayer that you have had that experience, that you've seen or you've been exposed to or been allowed to experience what it's like to be in an environment where money is not an object, where money is not the central thing that establishes what you purchase and where you go, where when you go to a store, you don't look at a label, that you already know, don't hope, you don't wish or you don't believe, but you know that you have what's needed to purchase that item. I hope that you get to experience what it's like to be treated in a manner where you are perceived as somebody who has worth and value. I don't know if you've had that experience like I've had this past week and like I've had at different places and different times where you bring something to the table and you are perceived, whether it's real or not, but people perceive your worth and your value. So the ability to bring something to the table, to be taken as an equal, to be looked across the table where, again, you are part of the dominant culture, just like the dominant culture, that you have, again, this spirit of expectation where you are expected and you are expecting to receive great service. And in fact, your experience exceed your expectations every day, all day. That's normal. Every day you are treated like a king. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to experience that. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to be treated as royalty. If you've never been treated like a king or a queen, it is again, you cannot unsee it. It is impossible. It is otherworldly, to put it plainly. So if you've never experienced what it's like to be treated like a rock star, like a superstar, like an athlete, then you have to get with somebody like me or someone who has the ability to create that environment for you, because you can't be what you see. Now, let me make sure you understand. It's extremely important, my brothers and sisters, extremely important. It was mind-blowing. It's totally otherworldly. So what was so important about it, and why is that so important for you? Well, the metaphysics of influence and affluence is a normal inside the kingdom. So the kingdom of God is a kingdom where everybody has something called power, if you want to use that word, or something called influence. So influence means that it is something that you possess that has the ability to have a particular power over other people's viewpoints. Affluence is this ability to have abundance, usually in thoughts, in words, and projection, that is manifested in things or in places or in property or in products. So influence is the power to have an effect on someone else. Let me say it again. Influence is the power to have an effect on someone else. Influence. Affluence, to be affluent. If you will have affluence, if you have AFF versus INF, if you are influent or you are in the flow, that establishes your affluence or your affluence. So you must be influenced to have affluence. So this is the metaphysics of influence and affluence. This is normal inside the kingdom of God. The brains of spirit beings have an influence on spirit and you. The influence that angels, that spirits, that you have, that I have, but we don't know, because we're trapped inside of dirt suits where our influence has been limited to our own perception. So it is done unto us as we believe, so we don't know that we have or that we are influential. So let's break down these two keys to the kingdom, because without these two keys of the kingdom, you cannot return to your original image. Now, I have not taught this in public, but I'm going to start teaching it in 2019. So in 2019, for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, again, the keys to the kingdom. Now, the keys to the kingdom are inside of what is called the sacred secretion or the sacred bone or the sacral pump or the sacrum. Now, that is the sacred or the sacral bone. Now, we call that the hip bone. We call that the pelvis. So there is a pump inside of the pelvis that most of us are not aware of that controls, and again, I'm going to break all of this down, that allows you to establish heart. That's true anointing. That's what it's called, the sacrum. It's code for the word sacred, that it talks about inside of the Helios Biblius that we know as the Bible. So the reason why this is so important, because it's the biological understanding of the kingdom benefit of being influential. Now, you are influential right now, but you don't know you're influential. So I was talking to some clients today, and I talk to clients every day, all day, and their client was explaining to me, I said, what did you do this weekend? And one of my clients was explaining to me what they did this weekend. I had another client that I've been working with for over a year, and I've been begging, well, actually almost 2 years, begging and pleading with this client to do what they just did, and that is make a video. And the client made a video of doing what they normally do every day. And I asked this client, I told this client 2 years ago, and they just did it. And they posted the video, and the client got over 11,000 views. 11,000, 12,000, 13,000 views. And the client is a person of color that lives in Germany in an environment of non-color. And I told the client, and I asked the client for the last 2 years, how about you explain to me what is it like to be a person of color that lives in an environment of non-color from an American who lives in Germany and an American who now speaks fluent German? How maybe you should teach other people how to speak German. And if I want to go to Germany, what are the places I may not want to visit since you've been living there for 10 years? And the client says nobody wants to know that. That market has already been taken care of. I don't really see no. I am not influential. I have no influence. Now, remember, 2 years ago I said if you want to be a millionaire. Now, this client, if she had to do what I asked her to do, they would already be a millionaire. Now, there's another client I talked to today who was telling me, I said, hey, what did you do this weekend? And this client explained to me that, you know, him and his wife went on 64-mile bike ride, 64, on a bike, pedaling. And I asked this client, you went 64 miles on a bike? Yeah, it was a nature trail. He was beautiful. It was scenic. And it was this and it was that. Now, and I asked the client, how did you, why, how, when, where? And then I asked the client, what did you eat? Like, you was on a bike out in the middle of nowhere, 64 miles. And the client proceeded to explain to me some dietary things that's only known by people like myself or elite athletes or people who are special forces or who have military, where you have to understand carb loading. You have to understand you got to take food that's usually dehydrated, stuff that's light. You got to eat stuff that, again, hydrates your cells. And you got to eat nothing, but yet they're very dense when you consume them. And the client talked about their pre-trip diet in such detail, and they talked about the type of bike that they rode that weighed ounces, no weight. They talked about the backpack. He talked about the food. He talked about the distilled water. He talked about that contains municipal that repairs the body while it's engaged in long-term exercise or long-term, everything that an endurance athlete would know. Average Joe wouldn't. Now, I told that client, if you put that in the video, if you put that in the book, I'll buy it, along with a lot of other people who don't understand. Just the pre-diet, before you went on this 64-mile bike ride, and then where they went, how scenic it was, the water was crystal clear blue. There was a nature trail. I would love to go there. What if that client took a video while they was on that 64-mile bike ride and showed it, posted it on YouTube and Facebook, and said, the next time I go on this 64-mile bike, I will be your tour guide. You know what? I would sign up for that. How many other people would sign up for that? But this client was telling me he has no influence. Everybody I talk to, I ask them, what did you do today? What did you do this weekend? And they tell me what they did this weekend. And as they are talking, I'm seeing dollars and money and influence. And they tell me they ain't got no influence. Every person I know, I do not know one person that's on this call, that's listening to me on YouTube, that's broke. Now, you think you broke. Your bank account says you broke. Your brain says you broke. But you got an image problem. You don't got a money problem. My son makes all the music that you play in this video. And my son, BJ, has a regular job. And I've been telling my son started doing this when he was freaking in high school, a sophomore. He converted his closet into a sophomore. Now, I don't know how to do a sound studio, but my son has been doing it since he was freaking 13. Now, my son, he still thinks he got a money problem. He don't see his worth and value. He don't know. He's still posting his shiznits on SoundCloud for free. Now, I've been telling my son since he was 13 he's a millionaire. But my son still gets up and go to work every day, and he still posts his music on SoundCloud pretty much for free. Why? He don't know his worth and value. Neither do you. Now, I used to do the same thing. So my son comes by it honestly. You know how many years I did shiznits for free? So people ask me, Doc, why do you charge for the truth? Because I'm not stupid. Well, what do you mean, Doc? Do you know all conscious teachers die broke and alone? Now, I got a choice. Let me give you an example. Do you know Debra Blair? If you do not know Debra Blair, please go to Google and type in the name Debra Blair. Debra Blair was one of the most influential conscious teachers on the planet. He died in a hotel room, broke and alone. Do you know Jordan Maxwell? Go to Google and type in Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell, he's still around, for as I know, but he don't even have access to his own name. Jordan Maxwell cannot even use his own name. They sued him because he never copyrighted none of his stuff. And so somebody else is making money off of Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell is on his deathbed and he's broke. Benjamin, Joe Cannon. He's an African American who talked about it was him and another African American by the name of Henry Clark, if I remember his name correctly. Again, we're talking about conscious men who do exactly what I do. This is why this message is so important, especially if you are a conscious teacher. All conscious teachers die broke and alone. I'm probably going to be the first one that don't do that. I have influence and affluence, and I'm teaching you this. If you don't do this and you're a teacher, because, see, the teachers teach, but most of the teachers don't practice what they teach. Now, Henry Clark, I think his name was Henry, if I remember his name. I'm trying to remember his name. John Henry, was it John Henry Clark? Anyway, yeah, John Henry Clark, I think it was his name, conscious guy who taught a lot of African-American studies, and pretty much he was actually blind. He died broke and alone. Who else? Now, Dr. Miles Monroe, he didn't really die broke or alone, but he's no longer here either. What am I saying? Why do all conscious teachers die broke? Because in the people think that people who provide spiritual value should not get paid. People think that the conscious people who bring so much energy to the table, they don't deserve. Now, I know you don't think that, but a lot of people do. Because people post on my page, "But brother, why do you charge for the truth, brother? I thought the truth was free." I don't even answer that question no more. I don't even have time to talk. I don't talk stupid. Now, I used to engage in stupid, but I'm too busy making money. The question don't have no merit. I don't know about the doctor's charge. How come people don't just grow food and give it to you free? Why do you have to pay for your car? Why do you pay for your food? Why do you pay for your gas? Why do you pay for everything else? They're trying to figure out how to charge you for the air that you breathe. But yet, somebody's bringing consciousness and enlightenment to the table, and you think they should do it for free. That's a poverty consciousness. That's a slave mentality. Usually Negroes have that mentality. There's a few white folks that have it, but not very many. Most people that tell me that, they're black. That's why I have a healthy disdain for most black people, because most black people ain't got a freaking clue. Because Negroes think, because, again, they slaves. They still got the slave mentality. It's not their fault. But my job is to get the Negroes out of that slave mentality. Because guess what, homeboy? You free now, in case you didn't get the memo. So all you black folks out there that think you should be working for free, you should give away your essence and your chi for free, use free now, boy. Now, I know you may have not got the memo, but I'm here to tell you, use free. Whether you're a house Negro or a field Negro, you free now. That means you can go out and make your own freaking money. You can have influence and affluence. You can join the dominant culture anytime you want. The white man, he don't have his foot on your neck anymore. I know you think he does, but he don't. The only problem you got is in your freaking skull. It's your own self-image. How do I know? Y'all think I read about this in a book? It took me 50 years to finally get the invisible neck, the invisible white man off my back. You think the white man is worried about you? The white man too busy making money, black man. He ain't worried about you. White man is not your enemy. In fact, he's your friend. Everything I learned from the white man. Black man didn't teach me nothing. Now, it'd be great if he had, but he didn't. I didn't know no influential or affluent black people. I'm not saying that they don't exist. I did not see none until I went to California this weekend. Personally, reach out and touch them that I know, that are now my clients. Now, the white folks had already been my client. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying that the problem is in your head, especially if you're black, especially if you're African-American, because we haven't seen images that look like us on TV, other than Bill Cosby, and that's just buffoonery. That's another study for another time. Notice how all the black leaders die broke. Bill Cosby or, you know, Red Fox. All black athletes. Ali, freaking Mike Spinks. I don't know. I know very few. I can really. Even Tiger Woods look like he ain't broke yet, but he's on his way. So what am I saying, black man? What am I saying, black woman? I'm just saying you need to understand your own influence and affluence and don't give away your gifts. Don't cast your pearls among swine, black man. Now, specifically, now, this all races for that matter, but specifically black people. Because black conscious teachers always die broke and alone. I'm going to break that mold. I've already broken it. How do you break the mold? Number one. And this is extremely important because I don't know very many people who know their worth and their value because they think God is outside of them. They don't understand what I'm going to be sharing in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center starting in 2019 that I introduced in 2018 in the Life Management System. That is, you're made in the image and likeness of God. Now, the word image means you are a copy of an original. You're not the original. Now, if you want proof right now, what I'm saying, watch the movie Jupiter Ascending. Notice the lead character, Jupiter. They was after her because they said she was in the image and the likeness of somebody else. She didn't even know. She was a janitor. And notice how she got her influence. In the movie Jupiter, I triple dare you to watch it again with a new vision. I triple dare you to watch the movie Jupiter Ascending, or Jupiter Rising, and watch the main character and watch how she rejects her royalty and says, I want to go back to Earth to be my family and be a janitor. She was taken to another dimension. Notice the House of Abrakis. Go to Google right now and type in House of Abrakis. A-B-R-A-X-A-S. Triple dare you to go to Google and type it in. I triple dare you to go to Google and type it in and just read who is the House of Abrakis. Why is this? Remember, the truth is hidden in plain sight. The devil laughs at us because he gives us the truth because he knows this house Negro mentality is not going to let these house Negroes. Because we happy taking the crumbs off the master's table. We don't know we the masters. You know, not you, but other people you know. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, again, without this key, you're not eligible to enter into the kingdom. Now, there is a plethora of scriptures that I have in all of my books that breaks down Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, in Jupiter Ascending, the House of Abrakis is a ruling family that has a leadership position. They get their power from harvesting people. That be you, boo-boo. Now, Have you ever thought about what do we do? What do we do? What do we do to animals? Anybody? 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 What do we do to cattle? We get them. We raise them. We put them in pens, fences. We feed them to make them fat, and then we slaughter them for food. What you think they doing to you, boo-boo? Now, because you can't see your masters who feeding you, fattening you up, and then slaughtering you for food, you think you free. Now, I know, I understand, because this is tough to wrap your brain around, because we like, no, Brother Will, I'm not food. The weak are food, and the strong must eat. Now, the word abracus is like the word abracadabra because it has a meaning in Greek. Since most of us don't speak Greek, we don't understand the magical properties of amulets and charms. So abracus is an ancient talisman. Now, the word talisman is the word tell and the word is and the word man. It means man is a tell. T-A-L-E, that means false, talisman. That's what you are. Now, this goes a lot deeper because this is based upon language or language. And so without understanding the root meaning of the word from an etymology perspective, abrac and sax is two Egyptian words that appear in the holy book of the great invisible spirit. You do not want to read that book. I mean, you can read it if you want to, but I'm just saying. The holy book of the great invisible spirit is called the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And in this book, it breaks down abracus. That's in the movie Jupiter Ascending. Now, in the movie Jupiter Ascending, that's the first time that you see Draco's on screen. There's this dude. He has a tail. He got a dragon head. He got wings. And the dude who's fighting him, remember the guy's name anyway, he said that he was a crossbreed between a dog and a man from the dog star. And at the end of the movie, he gets his wings back. His wings are black. He has on a black suit representing fallen angels. And she chooses to be with that dude instead of taking her place in royalty. Now, in the movie Jupiter Ascending, it's in plain sight. They telling you that lady was a copy of a royal. What do you think you are? Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I got something called proof. So the image of something means that it is a copy of a copy of a copy. So we are copies of originals. Your job is to return back to the original or to return back to the source, to return back to your higher self. But I need to teach you how to do that because many of us have not been taught. Well, let me rephrase that. I wasn't taught. So I don't know that I'm very influential. I don't know. Let me rephrase that. I did not know. But guess what, boo-boo? I now know that I'm very influential. Because in the movie Jupiter Ascending, the main character Jupiter, I mean, first of all, her name Jupiter. I mean, that's like, that gives it away right there. So her name is Jupiter. And so in the movie Jupiter Ascending, she is a copy of a royal, but she don't know. And since she don't know, she can't grow. She can't be that. And then when she finds out, she don't understand it. And then these people are after her, and she don't understand why they're after her. She don't know who she is. Neither do you. So you don't know that the word abracus comes from the Gnostic text, and it's inside of, the holy book of the great invisible spirit. And we don't know anything about that because we just born into this dimension. And we don't know that we're royalty. But the Bible says that you are royal. The Bible doesn't call you human. The Bible calls you a royal priest because Jesus is trying to tell you who you are, but you don't know who you are. So Christ hid himself inside of the body. So I have books, plural, more than one, that reveals, explains your vagus, V-A-G-N-E-R-V, your vagus nerve is the tree of life. And it crosses the sacred sphenoid inside of the body. So God eternal within inside or in the body. That's what the name Yahweh means. So the pineal gland that it talks about inside of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, with Jacob wrestled, Genesis 32, verse 30, Jacob named the place where he wrestled with God, and he saw God face to face. He called that place Pineal. Genesis 32, verse 30. Don't believe me, look it up. Triple dare you. I triple dare you to look it up. So your physiology is a biological description of God's spirituality. So this sacred secretion is called the Christos or the Christ oil. So without understanding your royalty, you don't have no authority. You're not influential spiritually. Since you don't understand your royalty, you don't have your authority. Now, it's sad to me because, see, I'm very influential now because I have my royalty. So how did I get this? I went to Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. In the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, it says, this is the mystery that has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it is out in the open. God wanted everyone to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out. So God wanted everybody to know this rich and glorious secret inside. Now, again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation of Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 through 29. I recommend that you look this up because this will change your life and you can establish your royalty. That way you can have authority. But right now, you don't have no influence because you believe that you need money like I did, that you need this. I didn't know that as I've established, as I'm begging and pleading you to establish in your own life, which is why I have a life management system, which is why I recommend that you have to join this system or you have to find somebody else that can show you biblically and scientifically your true royal heritage. This is what the whole Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is about. This is what the Life Management Training Center is about. This is why what I saw in California, I cannot unsee. My brain has been stretched. I saw opulence. I saw abundance. I saw it on a big scale. I saw it on a grand scale, and it was normal. Everybody in Orange County was living this way, and most of them probably weren't even believers. But they're living like believers. They have established the kingdom of God on earth. This is the metaphysics of influence and affluence. But most people don't know that they must be influential in order to have affluence. You don't need money. You just need to have influence. You got to bring something to the table. So the reason that I was effective in California and everywhere I go is because I bring something to the table. And what I brought to the table was my gnosis or my knowledge of myself. And so my influence is the power that I have that makes me important so that way I can affect someone else and something else with my brain. So I send vibrationally what I want to manifest physically. So I send a thought mentally, and that produces what I hold physically. You can do the same thing right now. That means right now you can create an environment of wealth, health, wisdom, and a relationship. Right now you can create money so that way money is not an object for you. Right now, whether you have physical money is irrelevant because you have thoughts, and thoughts produce things. Thoughts are not things. Thoughts are the things. Thoughts are the precursor for things. See, this is extremely important because the stairway to your spiritual, again, heritage that establishes your authority is to under open understanding what it talks about inside of the Helios Biblios that many of us fail to understand because we will not talk. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything flows from it. Out of your heart flows the issues of life. And so in my book, Christened, I talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if we don't understand that Christ is in us, then Romans chapter 8, verse 28 doesn't happen. In Romans 8, 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. So what does that mean? That means that what I saw in California, I need to create here in San Antonio. So What if you've never seen what I saw? What if you don't have the opportunity to go on an all-expense-paid trip to Orange County, which is the sixth most affluent county in the United States? What if you don't have the opportunity to go see houses that have six-car garages? What if you don't have the opportunity to go and hang out with people who have a spiritual mindset? What if you don't have an opportunity to go out and see people who have a health conscious and healthy? What if you don't have an opportunity to see people who have great relationships? So that means, thankfully, we live in an age and an environment where we have something called the Internet, where you can go on YouTube and you can find and you can connect and you can see and you can pick up the vibration of people who are wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Right now, you have the opportunity by which to connect with people that have a higher vibration as you. Because if you don't see it, you can't be it. This is the metaphysics of influence. Number one, you got to have influence. Your influence is not something that you do. Influence is the power to have an important effect on someone else or something else. You have that right now. So you have to know that. So one of the things that I teach is your personal power. That's your personal influence. That comes from where? Colossians 1:27. Now remember, Colossians 1:26 says, there's a mystery that has been kept in the dark since the beginning of time. What is this mystery? Colossians 1:26. The mystery in a nutshell is this. Christ is in you. So therefore, you can look forward to sharing in Christ's glory. It is that simple. Now, that's the New Living Translation of Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Notice where Christ is. Let me say that again. Notice where Christ is according to Colossians 1, 26, 27, 28, 29. I need you to read it because without understanding that, you think Christ is outside of you and you're going to go worship a Christ outside of you. Now, you can't do that. I recommend that you do that. But when you finish doing that, you have to go inside because the Bible is clearly telling me that Christ, the glory is inside of me in this body. It is living inside of me. It is operating inside of me in the form of something called colostrum. So science tells me that colostrum, where we get the word claws or Santa Claus, colostrum is a thin membrane that covers the neocortex. And the inside of the neocortex, colostrum is released. That's called consciousness. So consciousness can be biologically measured inside of your brain right now. It's called C-L-A-U-S-T-R-U-M, colostrum, which again means in Latin, essence. In English, it means prana. It means pneuma. It means spirit. Now, the word pneuma, where we get the word again, comes from the pneuma. What's the name of that nerve? It's the vagus nerve, but in Latin, it has a name that starts with pneuma. This is where the CSF, the cerebral spinal cord fluid, flows down from the cerebellum or the cerebral. This is the internal Christ oil. This is the sacred secretion that I have in all my books that it talks about in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. As for you, the anointing oil which you received from him abides in you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. Please write that down. Please go read it. Since you do not know your spiritual heritage, you have no spiritual authority. You have no influence. See, I am very influential because I influence myself with the word of God. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the first thing that I did is I renewed my own mind. I didn't consult no curandero. I didn't consult no Reverend Dr. Bishop. I didn't consult no tarot card reader. I didn't consult no shaman. I didn't consult no witch doctor. I didn't do any of the things. I didn't take no yoga classes, no Tai Chi. I didn't freaking do no sage. I didn't throw no salt over my left shoulder. I didn't do none of that bullshit. All I did was study to show yourself approved. I studied the basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's called the Bible. It's the book Bible. It is the Helios Biblios. It is the Sun book. That's your constitution. That is your walking papers. That's how you get influence. Now, I need to beat this horse a couple of more times so that way you can understand that you are very influential right now. Now, remember the example that I said. Every client I talk to, not one client have I talked to, and I asked him one question, what did you do yesterday? And as they tell me what they did yesterday, all I see is money. With my own children, as I said, I use my own son as an example. Say, BJ, what did you do this weekend, man? Well, hey, Dad, you know, I worked on some more music, dog. I, you know, made me some more music. Hey, let me hear it, man. The music that you hear is made by my son. Now, my son goes to work every day. And my son is a multimillionaire, but he don't know that his music is influential. So, therefore, he got to keep working until he see himself. Since he has no self-image, he has no self-worth. Because your self-worth comes from your self-image. Now, it's partly my fault because I didn't give him his self-image. In fact, I stifled his self-image. Instead of fostering it, I should have nurtured his self-image so that way he could grow up and have and be a man with self-image. What I did is I beat it out of him. I stifled his creativity instead of nurturing it. But he ain't a boy no more. He's a man. So now he got to take responsibility. Even though I effed up as a father, now he got to take responsibility. Now my father didn't do nothing for me either. Now he could use that as an excuse, and he could not do nothing for his daughters. But thankfully, I know my son's smarter than that. He's smarter than me. So I know he's going to see his self-worth. He's going to see his self-image. He's going to start monetizing his music and stop giving it away for free. Why? Because I'm going to keep telling him until he do. That's my job. I'm his father. Now, influence is the ability to see your own worth and value. You are influential. But the metaphysics of influence states you have to know that your influence comes from the king. Now, remember, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is based upon the king. The king is Yahushua, the HaMashiach. We call him Jesus the Christ. That's the Constantine version. I prefer the original. So Yahushua the HaMashiach is, number one, the person. He has a place, and you have a position. Those are the three P's. The person is Yahushua. The place is the kingdom. Now, the kingdom is not outside the body. The Bible says, and I quote, the kingdom of God is within. Now, I got a big problem. You got a problem, too, because you think the kingdom of God is out. You're waiting to die to go to the kingdom. Big problem. Big problem. Huge. You can't recover back. You have no influence because you think the kingdom of God is outside of you. Now, the Bible says, I'm not making this up. Okay, oh, you don't believe me? Okay, let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Let's start with verse 20. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. We'll start with verse 20. You must, this is not optional. When asked by the Pharisees, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus replied, now, this is Jesus whom you said, that's what you said. You said you're a good Cretan, right? So you say Jesus is the man? Oh, okay. I didn't say that. That's what you said. Jesus replied, the kingdom of God will not come with observation inside. So you're looking and waiting. Now, remember, don't be mad at me, boo-boo. I'm just the messenger. This is in your Bible. I'm not making this business up. Jesus said, the kingdom of God will not come. So why y'all waiting for the kingdom of God to come? I'm trying to figure it out. I stopped figuring it out because I already know. The kingdom of God will not come with observation, with observable signs. 21, nor will people say, look, here it is, or there it is. For you see, the kingdom of God is in your midst. Verse 22, then he said unto the disciples, the time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see. Now, the King James says it this way. Neither shall you say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So the kingdom of God is in your midst. In your midst means in your middle. Mist means middle. So let's go to the middle. What's in the middle of the body? What's in the middle of the body? I know. It's something called a sacred bone that has a pump that I started off talking about at the beginning of today's show. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 says this way. Says this. Know this glorious secret. The word secret means secretion. Is inside of you. Colossians 1:26. This glorious secretion or this glorious secret is inside of you. Okay, what secret? According to Colossians 1:26. Well, Colossians 1:17 said it this way. Colossians 1:17. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. Now, Colossians 1:17. Now, remember, this is your influence. This is why I'm beating this influence, because you need to know this. Because somebody told you that the kingdom of God is outside of you. Somebody told you that Christ is outside of you. Somebody told you that your power is outside of you. Somebody told you that the solution to your problems is outside of you. Somebody told you that you need to consult the curandero, you need to consult the shaman, you need to consult a freaking witch doctor, you need to go out and hang out with a damn tarot card reader. Somebody told you that your power is outside of you, so you're looking, and you got destination addiction. You're going from teacher to teacher to teacher, from destination to I already been there, done that, dude, did it for 50 freaking years. I ain't reading, talking about no shit since I read in no damn book. Now, you can continue, but when you get tired, you're going to stop. And you're going to ask the big G, okay, what do I do? And he's going to say, sit down and look inside. That's what he told me. That's what I'm telling you. So notice that the kingdom of God is within you. Notice there's something called laminin. So I triple dare you to go to Google and type in L-A-M-I-N-I-N. That's Colossians 1:17. Now remember, everything that I teach about biology, I get from the Bible. Everything that I get from the Bible is inside my biology. The Bible is a personification of your biology. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. That's why you don't have no influence. You know, not you, but, you know, people you know. Now, this is extremely important because there's a lot of Reverend Dr. Bishop's going to tell you something different. What you're going to find missing, they ain't got no dunamis power. What is that? What is dunamis power? So me and my wife was talking about Fantasia, I think that's the name. Now, have you ever heard Fantasia sing? Now, when she was singing in the world, or when she sings for in the church, Fantasia, like Whitney Houston, like Celine Dion, there are certain singers that when they sing, I don't know, it touches your soul. Why? They got tone in their voice. That comes from where? Fantasia sings from a place that most singers can't sing from. What is that place? That is influence. When you go to places like I went to, when I went to California, and we were sitting in this fancy restaurant, and the owner or the manager of the restaurant came up to where the plates started at $100. And me and my wife are sitting there, and he walks up to us, and he said, are you Dr. Rogers? I'm like, yes, sir. Everybody stops and looks at me, looks at us. On behalf of blankety blank and the house, we want to welcome you to blah, blah, blah. That feeling, I pray to God that one day you have that feeling. That's, I got my affluence from my influence. The name that I've branded. Now, remember, you don't brand nothing unless you own it. When you brand a cattle, you brand that cow to display ownership. And the only way you brand something is with a freaking hot iron. Fantasia was branded. She has an emotional scar, so she sings with freaking passion. So when I talk, brother, when I talk, sister, I'm freaking talking with tone. When Jesus spoke, he spoke as one having authority. Where did he get it from? From his freaking brand. That's his freaking childhood. That's the shizness he's been through. You don't teach, you don't talk about nothing that you ain't freaking personally experienced. Otherwise, your dogs do not hunt. You have no freaking respect because you ain't got no damn influence. You don't talk about stuff you ain't done. You talk about stuff that you've done, that you've been through because you got the brand. You've been scarred for life. You've been emotionally seared. So when Fantasia sings, oh, you can feel it in your bones because she's singing from a place of pain. Your most severe pain is your highest gain. So what I talk about my emotional scars because my pain is my gain. See, you think that your pain, your cross is a demotion. Your cross, when Jesus died, he got promoted. He got elevated. Your pain is your gain. But you are embarrassed of your pain. Go back in your childhood. Find out the most painful thing that ever happened to you. That's your gain. That's your cross. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. You have to deny your flesh. See, the ego wants you to chase dollars. You ain't got no authority there. You ain't got no influence. You think anybody can talk about what I talk about with the diction, with the tone, with the righteous indignation that I speak with? I got righteous indignation. Some people call it anger. Call it what you like, boo-boo. Devils don't run up on me because they ain't got no authority over me. Because I speak as one having authority because I got influence. So my influence makes me affluent. And the word affluent, it means possessing great wealth and enjoying the comforts that come with it. Affluence means abundance of money, abundance of property, abundance of material, but more importantly, abundance of thoughts and words that come from pain. Then what you understand. See, abundance is not like this stuff that y'all been taught. Oh, do what you love and the money will follow. Bullshit. What hurt you, man? What are you willing to die for? What are you willing to take a bullet for right now? You know, I take a bullet for right now, my family. I take a bullet right now for what I know, not what I believe. I ain't got no freaking belief system. I don't believe in no fairy tale out there. I don't believe in no freaking Constantine Messiah. I believe in Colossians 1:17. He is before all things, before. And in him all things are held together. So there's something that is the glue on of the body. What is it? It's the Lamb of God. It's the Lamb in you. L-A-M, Lamb, I-N, N-I-N-N. Go to Google, type in L-A-M, I-N-I-N. I triple dare you to go to Google and type it in. Or your favorite search engine. It don't have to be Google. It could be Yahoo. Google should start paying me much endorsements that I give them. And you're going to see that laminin is a molecule that has extracellular matrix. It is the extracellular matrix. What does that mean? It holds the body together. Lamb in the body. The Lamb of God inside of the body of a man. I don't know if you understand, brothers and sisters. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Laminin is inside of your body right now. You ain't got to wait. So I don't need no Bible to prove my biology. Biology proves my Bible. Because inside of my body, there is something else. Christ eternal within the body. Well, we get the word Christos, which means anointed. It means smeared with oil. So that means that this sacred oil is smeared inside of your body, according to. So how is this done? So that way you have influence. Now, your influence comes from inside of you, not from outside of you. 1 John 2:27. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. As for you, the anointing oil, which you received from him, abides inside you. 1 John 2:27. Now, I'm not making it up. Please read it for yourself. 1 John 2:27. So this anointing, this oil, where does it abide? It abides inside of you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you. Let me say that again. You have no need for anyone to teach you. Let me say that again. You have no need for anyone to teach you. Let me say that again. And you have no need for anyone to teach you. Why? Because his anointing teaches you all things. 1 John 2:27. So why do you need a Reverend Dr. Bishop? Why do you need a Master Teacher 33? You don't. I'm just here to remind you that you are the bomb.com. You. Not somebody you know. You. You the bomb. You the bomb, brother. You are the bomb, but you don't know it. So you're looking for God out there because you don't know God is in here. Now, that was just the first 10 pages of a 600-page book that I talked to you today. Now, I got three 600-page books that talks about Christ eternal within the body. It took me freaking 1,800 pages to break this down for you. And that just got me started. You don't know that when you watch the movie Jupiter Ascending, you're watching you. So the lady was a royal. She was a copy. So you think you're the original, carbon copy of the original. Where is the original? Where's the original you? Did you watch the movie Jupiter Ascending? Where was her original copy? They told her. Now, remember, they took her to the Hall of Records, and they started giving. The copy has all of the rights as the original. What? Hold up, time out. Y'all didn't get that. The copy of the thing has the same rights as the thing. The Bible says it this way. You are a royal priest. You are a joint heir. A joint heir. You're not the heir. That's what the Bible says, that you are made in the image and the likeness. So you're a copy. You ain't a damn, or let me rephrase that. You are not an original, my anointed brother. You're not the original, my beautiful sister. You're a copy. You're a copy of the original. You're what is called a talisman. However, the copy has the same power as the original. That's called a talisman. That's you, boo-boo. That's where your influence comes from. The moment you know that, every devil in hell is going to be shaking in his boots, because they're going to be like, oh, man, we lost another one. Peter, you know, power we know, but who are you? See, the devil knows who you are, but you don't. So you think you're not influential. You think you ain't got no influence. You don't know who you are. You don't know that you're a king's kid. You don't know that you're a royal priest. You don't know that you're an ambassador of Christ. You don't know that you've been sanctified. You don't know that you've been justified. That means you're just as if. That means you are just as if you are the original. That's why when they said, Jesus, how long are we going to be with you before you show us the Father? Jesus was like, what? What y'all smoking, man? When you've seen me, I am the Father. What he was saying, I'm a copy of the Father. What you think you are? But you don't know who you are. If you hang out with me, though, I'm going to tell you who you are. You're a king's kid. You're a kingdom millionaire. See, I'm here to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And I'm looking for people who want to join me, who are willing to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, we are all going through this renewal process. Some of us are just going a little faster than others. Now, let me make sure you understand as we bring this message to a close today. 1 John said that this anointing, 1 John 2:27, this anointing inside of you, and it's released inside of you because you are the land that flows with milk and honey that it talks about inside of the Bible. So the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, they release a substance that it talks about in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 8. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 8, it says, he will bring us into the land, and he will give us the land that flows with milk and honey. So that land that flows with milk and honey is talking about the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, because it releases a milky, oily substance that goes throughout the body. The body is the land. The milk and honey comes from the pituitary gland and the pineal gland, and it flows throughout your body. So, again, God eternal within the body. That's what the name Yahweh means. And so if you don't know this, then you don't carry yourself as this. And so when I went to California, I was at home because I was in a land flowing with milk and honey. I felt, even though I was sick the whole time, I felt like Genesis 32:30. Genesis 32:30, Jacob named the place where he saw God face to face. I saw God's face. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, it says, the light of the body is thine eye. Therefore, if thy eye be single, the word single means pineal, the whole body will be full of light. Inside of the body, there's something called golden melatonin. Don't believe me? Type it in. Go to Google, your favorite search engine, and type in the word golden melatonin. Look it up. I triple dare you to look it up. The pineal gland and the pituitary gland releases golden melatonin, a melatonin. The CSF, I have a book called CSF, Cerebral Spinal Fluid, that it talks about in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. What am I saying? I'm saying you are very influential. Your influence comes from the big G that puts himself inside of you. We have this treasure. Where is that? Where is that? According to the Bible. The Bible says we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. Where is he at, brother? Christ in you. No, it didn't say that. It says Christ in the Reverend Dr. Bishop. No, that's not what it said. It says Christ in the curanderos. No, that's not what it said. Christ in the shamans. Nope, that's not what it said. It says Christ in you, brothers. Christ in you, sisters. But you don't know. So what I experienced, God says, you already got. I had to go all the way to California, hang out with multi-millionaires to establish a mindset of affluence that's based upon my influence. I saw my own influence, not theirs. They knew me. They said, are you Dr. Will Rogers? Yep, that's me. Are you Master? Yep, that's me. And that influence created my affluence. The influence is a mental state of having a great deal. Notice the state. You walking around and you telling me, well, Brother Will, I went to the bank. And the bank account, my bank account says, I only got $100. And you think that's that symbol is a reflection of your substance. And let me say that again. You go to the bank. The bank is a symbol, but it doesn't represent your true substance. I'm trying to explain to you what your true substance is, but you can't, well, Brother Will, you understand my symbol. Now, I'm a short black man from Forsyth, Texas. That's my symbol. But my substance, God eternal within the body. God is in me. He's operating as me. And if I get out the way, he's going to manifest himself through me. That's what he's doing right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Go ahead and show out. Do your thing. I'm just along for the ride. See, affluence is a mental state of having a great deal of money and wealth. Notice it's mental. Let me say that again. The word influence comes from the Latin word to flow. Now, remember, I just did the show a couple of days ago. You need the glow. I just told you the glow. What is the glow? The glow is the sphenoid bone, base of your pelvic bone, that has a little pump in there. That pump inside of your sphenoid bone produces golden melatonin. It's in your body right now. This golden melatonin controls your immune system. It controls your cardiac rhythm. It controls your aging. It controls your stress. It can, and it suppresses cortisol. Women, y'all hear me? It is an antitoxin. Melatonin, but it must be golden. It is the golden melatonin that it talks about in John 7:38. That is the stream that flows from your sphenoid bone. Now, inside of the mist, I remember, oxytocin is released, sphenoid bone, and other, it aids in what we call love. And it goes through what is called the vasopressin inside of the body. Now, the vasopressin, I'm trying to break it down for you, it's a part of the sphenoid sinus. That's a bone right behind your nose. That controls and it aids in all of the problems that is experienced, especially in women. Because guess what? This chemical, oxytocin, and what is called vasopressin, it is released when you are in an environment of trust, in an environment of peace, an environment of love, and an environment of empathy. And it is stopped when you're in an environment of fear, doubt, anxiety, aggression, and unbelief. Your affluence is based upon a feeling or a mental disposition. It's not based upon your bank account. Let me say it again. It's based upon how you feel, because what you feel is real. Since you don't feel like you're in a state or an environment where the sacred sacrum is where the secretion is released, S-A-C-R-U-M, your sacrum. That's the bone that's in your pelvis, where inside that bone, there's a little pump that pumps up this oil that goes up your spinal cord, and it goes up the 33 vertebrae of your spinal cord, and it reaches the top of the, again, Golgotha, which means place of the skull. That's where Jesus was crucified. When it crosses that place, that's called the sacral pump. That's where the sacred ground, that's called holy ground. Now, all of this is biological. And it is external as well, but it's biological. Christ is inside of you. Now, what does that have to do with money, Brother Will? This is we're talking about money, man. I'm trying to get paid. Money flows where certainty grows. Somebody write that down. Money flows where certainty grows. Your ability to be certain. See, right now, I was certain. And I've been certain for a long time. What am I certain about? I am certain that I am a master teacher for good. I am certain what it says in 1 Corinthians, chapter, I'm paraphrasing, you want to look this up for yourself, 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, "For you are not your own. You have been bought by a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, not outside." Glorify God in your body. God is in your body. He's not outside. He's in your body. Psalms 101, verse 3 says the same thing. So what are you saying, Brother Will? I'm saying that you got to be certain that you are an ambassador of Christ. My influence that makes me affluent comes from my certainty. Why? Money is drawn to people who have confidence. What made Michael Jordan so great? What made Tiger Woods great back in the day? What made Mike Tyson so great? Mike Tyson said he won every fight before he got in the ring. Why? He was certain. He was certain that he was going to knock fools out. And when he got in the ring, he knocked them out. So what are you certain about today, brothers? What are you certain? To the degree that you are certain is the degree that you are wealthy. If you are not certain about anything, then you are not wealthy. You're not affluent. You're not going to have affluence. You're not going to be influential. So I am certain. And what am I certain about? I am certain that I possess skill sets that gives me influence over other people's point of view. And my influence makes me affluent. I possess or I enjoy a certain amount of comfort that comes from my influence or my certainty. So if you can be certain, you will be affluent and you will have affluence. So affluent means flowing. It means to flow. It means the abundance that flows from certainty. So if you get in the glow, that means what you know, you will flow so that way you will grow towards what you know. It's a circle. Notice it's a closed loop. Now let me say that again. If you get in the glory, everybody has the glory. Where does the glory come from? I just told you. The glory comes from the glow ray. That's God. He is James 3. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights. He's sending down his glory. That's the glory. So if you get in the glory, that's the person, place, and the thing, or the person, place, and the position, the three P's. Number one, glory. When you get in the glory and the glory is in you, the glory is your influence. You realize that the glory of God, the church called this, you've been baptized in the Spirit. You're full of the Spirit. Now, remember, what is the Spirit? I'm trying to hurry up. What is the Spirit? The Spirit is a ruling disposition. So what is a ruling disposition? The ruling disposition comes from the sacred or the sacrum, the S-A-C-R-U-M, sacrum. Now, the sacrum is where, or the sacred bone. So the sacrum is the sacred bone. Women, when you get a spinal tap and they go into your spinal cord to take out your CSF or your spinal cord fluid, where do they put it at? Where do they put the needle at? They put that needle in the middle of your back. Why do they put that needle right there in the middle of the back? Because they are tapping into the sacral pump. That sacral pump is right there in the midst. Remember the Bible says that God is in the midst. That means middle. So right there, They tap into your vertebrae. Why do they do that? Because right there, they are tapping into your Christos or your Christ oil. That is the thing that makes you affluent. That's the flow. So you got the glory. The glow allows you to flow. The flow allows you to grow. Your growth allows you to know. And then you go back and you get more glow. Then you get more flow. Then you get more grow. And then you get more know. And then you go back and just it's a loop. It's a circle. So the more you know, the more you glow. The more you glow, the more you flow. The more you flow, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more you know. The more you know, the more you glow. The more you glow, the more you flow. The more you flow, the more you grow. The more you grow, the more you know. And you just keep going through this circle. That's called the kirka. That's called the church. That's a circle. The circle is inside of you, bruh. The circle is inside. You're supposed to worship inside. Do you not know that your body is the temple? You don't go to the temple. You are the temple. I recommend that you go within. Why? The kingdom of God is within. You don't got a money problem. You got an influence problem. Influence. That means you have the ability, you have the power to change somebody's actions and viewpoints so that way they understand that they already possess wealth and they should be enjoying the comforts that come with that wealth. Because the kingdom of God is a commonwealth. The wealth is common. Everybody got the wealth. You ain't got to go get money. You are money. All you got to do is believe in yourself. Because inside the self is the kingdom of God. When you believe in the kingdom, you believe in yourself. So brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody for sticking with me way past the hour. It was important that I got all this out today instead of doing a part two. The metaphysics of influence and affluence is for you to establish a mental disposition based upon the word of God, not based upon the word of men. When you establish that mental disposition based upon God eternal within the body, that makes you very influential. Once you become very influential, that makes you very affluential. And this affluence is a mental state of abundance. Notice the state is mental. So therefore, everything that I experienced in California, in Orange County, you can experience in Boise, Idaho. You can experience in Philadelphia. You can experience in freaking Orlando, Florida. Regardless of where you're at around the country, you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. My brothers and my sisters, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is what we're rolling out, what I'll be rolling out in 2019. It is my prayer that you join me. Email me for more information at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. Yeah. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace. Reveal it.
Reveal this world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours, it's yours. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo, since I'm back up on my grizzly, you still live.
living pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. We're from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice.